Hello, NASA?
Yes.
The National Aeronautical and Space Administration, Houston?
Yes, sir. How can I help you?
Hello. I am the doctor. Listen, you have detected artificial signals being transmitted from the surface of Mars, hmm?
Hold on just a minute.
Very well.
NASA, can I help you?
Yes, is that NASA?
Hold on, sir.
NASA Information Services, may I help you?
Yes, is that NASA?
Yes, it is.
The National Aeronautical and Space Administration?
Yes, sir, it is.
Hello there. I am the doctor. Are you well?
Yes, I'm fine.
That's very good. Listen, you have detected artificial signals being transmitted from the surface of Mars, hmm?
Let me transfer you to our newsroom and they'll be able to help you with that information, sir, okay?
Very well.
Thanks. NASA Newsroom, this is Kylie.
Hello, is that NASA?
Yes, the Johnson Space Center.
Uh-huh, the National Aeronautical and Space Administration.
Yes, sir.
Hello, I am the doctor. You have detected artificial signals being transmitted from the surface of Mars, hmm?
The correct public affairs official is Mr. Kelly Humphreys, and he's not in at the moment. Can I have him return your call?
Yes, that would be very, very good.
Okay.
What do you believe is the cause of these signals?
I am not able to answer that. I would have to have Kelly talk to you.
I'm sorry, what's your name, my dear?
My name is Kylie.
Thank you very much indeed for your help, Kylie. Do you know in Australian that word means boomerang?
Yes, I did find that out.
That's very true.
That's interesting.
Is it believed that your Martian lander is the cause of these artificial signals which have been detected?
Kelly is the expert on that, and he would be able to answer that.
Well, I'm afraid, my dear, I can answer it myself. It's not your lander at all.
Oh.
That signal is a result of the Daleks.
Hmm.
Were you aware of that?
No.
You see, when your lander landed on Mars, it was intercepted and captured by the Daleks. They then rendered it useless until now, when they have returned the signal back to Earth in order to see where the lander came from.
Hmm.
It was very easy for them to detect it came from Earth.
That's interesting.
And now they plan an invasion.
Hmm.
And you see, with all the disabled ramps, this gives prime access to the Daleks.
Hmm. Would you like to speak to Kelly later?
I think that may be very, very wise.
Okay.
Do you think that he will lend me a space shuttle?
I don't think that he has the authority to do that, but he can speak to you about it.
If he would allow me to pilot a space shuttle, I could connect it to the time relay slave device on the TARDIS. Therefore, I could travel backwards in time to a point 60 years before the Daleks evolved on Mars, and I could make them evolve into a less aggressive species and therefore not destroy the planet Earth.
Yeah. Hmm.
Would that be all right?
Sure. Let me take down your number and the organization you're with, and I'll have Kelly return your call.
Very well.
Okay. And what's your phone number, please?
My name is the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
My number is 555-153200, 0703 Galactic Zero Center. And my organization is the High Council of the Time Lords.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Kylie.
Uh-huh.
I will save the Earth, but it will cost you $49.99. Is that all right?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much for helping me to repel the scourge of the Daleks.
Thank you.
Have a nice day.
You too.